attribute. The third thing was looking for the location to film. So I spoke to Kemi Afolabi, and I just said, well, I think someone has helped me to costume for Phonetic Film. She said, oh, there's somebody called Goldsboro. So we had a meeting. She came and she told me on this beautiful town, this beautiful village. I got in the car the following week and I came here and I fell in love with the place. The other thing was, what tribe did I want to place this story? Because their name was English and Rubic Storm, but we knew we were going to be an epic. So I didn't want to do anything in Rubic because everybody knows how we do the Rubic literature. I didn't want to be a Rubic where I'm from because I was already going to. And then I really love the Igbo language. I feel like you're very underrepresented. And I really, really wanted to explore that. And this is I got to an already beautiful lady to be more beautiful. And I discussed with my producer my idea about what is it doing that time the portfolio was on Facebook, a natural baby. Having that type of think on that. That's how we talk. All these things. But I thank my producer because she tried this. She did not think she was doing everything and what is good for talking about. I have my own concept. I love her. She is my concept. I want to point that very, very helpful. For me, I want to get I think I'm broken together. And she's a fantastic storyteller. So when we met to talk about this, this is a five different character from something I think that's a thank you. You know, just make sure that I do it. She's a very
you know, because it's another thing for you to say a word, you're saying this word and you're